Hey guys, Kitty Minx here, and doing this little audio blog thing because I need to keep you guys in particular in the loop about something. And I said this on Discord, it's actually now a rule on Discord. If I owe you a custom, please try not to pester me about it. Like, inquiring once, at most twice a week about it is okay. But please don't incessantly nag about it. The only exception is if you have a separate paid commission that is outside of Patreon, then I will talk to you and work with you on it and explain like what's going on in particular in regards to your specific custom and why it's taking so long, if it's taking long at all. Otherwise, as I said on Discord, and this is why I really encourage you guys to be as active as you can on the main Discord. Like, don't just use it to try to chat me up privately. Like, actually participate because that's where, like, I hang out on our Discord. I do. And I share what's going on in my day-to-day life. I give people a heads up as to what's going on because it's easier to do it there than every time something's going on, make a post on here. And you guys get emails and it bogs you down. It's easier to do the little check-ins on Discord. So that's why I really encourage you to be active on the Discord so you have a good idea of what's going on with me and my schedule. Anyway, I bring this up because things are getting pretty hectic. I leave August 6th to go to Reno, so I've been preparing for that. I have some family stuff going on right now and some stuff going on in my personal life that's kind of put a damper on my creative abilities. Also, for some reason, I am still trying to get over this upper respiratory infection. My cough isn't as bad, but as you can tell, my voice is still kind of froggy and I'm trying to work past that, and that is also affecting my ability to just record, period, because to do the voices and the acting, I gotta be able to have my range. And it's kind of hard to have my range when my voice is all froggy due to being like full of mucus and stuff. So I'm taking medicine and trying to work past that, but if I'm not better by tomorrow or Monday, I'm going to cave and suck up the cost and go to a doctor about it to see if there's anything they can do. The reason why I haven't gone to a doctor yet is because I really don't want to be going there and be told and spend all this money on the copay and stuff and just be told, oh, go take some Sudafed or go take NyQuil or whatever. Like, go take something you can buy for like less than $20 at the drugstore. You don't need any actual, prescription medication for it. So that's why I haven't gone. But this has been persistent for several weeks now and hasn't quite let up, so if I'm not better by tomorrow or Monday, I will probably go to a doctor about it. So, I do apologize for taking so long with a lot of your requests. It's also just me. I do have to still work on my own stuff because that is how my creativity works. If I'm inspired to do something, I kind of have to do it or else I lose the idea. Like, I have a whole bunch of folders of stuff I started and never finished or never got far on because I got the idea and I started on it, but then something came up and then I lost the inspiration for it. So it was kind of hard to get back to, which really sucks. And also, working on my own stuff keeps the creativity flowing, keeps the gears turning and the ideas coming, so I can then look at a custom and be like, okay, I can do this now. I can't really just go from 0 to 60 on a custom thing, unless it just so happens to be the kind of style video that I would have made anyway myself, whether for the general YouTube or for Patreon. But yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at now with that. And as it's been posted on Discord, my priorities for customs do go to outside commissions, so the outside people are bumped to the top of the list always. That's just fair because, to be frank, to those of you on Patreon, the people who pay for outside commissions generally pay more than you do. So it's only fair, like you guys on Patreon are actually getting a really, really good deal. If you are at a tier, you can get customs. Like you're getting a really good deal. And because of that, and because of just the conflicted feelings I have about that, that may change in the future. As it is, so again, I recommend you be active on Discord. I was talking about doing it so if you pledge a certain amount every month, you don't get a custom every month, you get one every other month. That way, I'm not feeling so overwhelmed like I am right now and feeling so bogged down. I have time to do things like get over being sick. I have time to do things like work on my own stuff. I have time to do things like work on other stuff for you guys, like the exclusives and plan for stream. And I have something, I have an idea that I want to get started in August that I'd like to do with you guys. As well as, you know, the cosplay stuff I've been talking about. This gives me time to work on other things. And plus, I need to remind you guys, this isn't my full-time job yet. I do not make enough for this to be my full-time job yet. So I still have to do my other work. Speaking of other work, part of why I kind of disappeared for a couple of days is because I was taking an overnight in the city near me. I had a couple of photo shoots on Tuesday that you guys will see pictures of when I get them. But I had shoots and then I spent the night in the city and kind of had a little staycation with my partner. And we just got back yesterday evening. So there was that. So that kind of. And I do feel better after my little staycation. I kind of had a little. I went in yesterday for a nice back massage, which I really needed because I haven't had a proper massage in 2 years. And as you don't know, I suffer from arthritis and such. So stuff like that really helps me relax and really helps me feel better. So I feel pretty good after that. But like I said, doing this isn't my only job. I still model, so I still do photo and video shoots. And for money, I still also have to go to Reno to work at the Mustang, which again, I'll be going next month, beginning of the month. I think I leave the 6th to go for a week. So while I still have to work my other jobs, plus there's stuff around my house I gotta do, like I have my own place that I have to take care of. Even though now, thanks to you guys and your generosity and, you know, pledging all this money every month, my kid can now go to daycare 5 days a week. But even with my kid being in daycare, they're obviously not there 24/7. They come home in the evening and I have to get them up in the morning. But I still have to do things around the house. I still gotta cook. I still gotta clean. I still gotta keep up with my bills and all that. So I still got stuff I gotta do. I really just can't spend all my time sitting here just online and making videos. I just can't. So, once again, I really ask for your patience and your understanding. Those of you who have already exercised patience and understanding, I sincerely thank you for it, and I hope you can continue. Like I said, I don't mind you checking in with me. Just please, please, for the love of all that is good in the world, do not nag me about it, because this is just how my brain is. When I am nagged about something, it makes me not want to do it. And this dates back to when I was a kid. Like my parents, if they'd come in and nag me about homework or nag me about, you know, cleaning my room or something, the more they nagged, and they learned this, the more they nagged, the more I did not want to do it and the more I did not do it. When I was a kid, when I was in like, you know, high school, I'd let my room be overflowing with stuff. There'd be trash everywhere. It'd be disgusting. And the reason why I didn't clean it is because my parents would nag me incessantly about it, and I would just be like, you know, my reaction, I'd be just like, well, no, I don't want to, no. Because the more they did it, the more my reaction was, well, just no. But then they learned, and they just did an occasional reminder, like, hey, your room's getting kind of messy. If you could clean it up sometime in the next week, you know, that'd be good. That way we can take your trash out on trash night. They did that. Suddenly my room would get clean, and I'd have bags of trash waiting for trash night. Same thing with homework. If they nagged me incessantly every, you know, night I got home from school, the more I actually would not do my homework and not turn it in. But if they just did, you know, if all they did was be like, oh, hey, do you have homework tonight? And I'd be like, yep. I'd be like, okay, make sure it's done before you go to bed. I did it. And I turned my homework in. And same thing for projects. I like, you know, project due in a week for school. As long as they remind you like once or twice during that week, be like, oh, hey, you have the project. And it'd get done. It did not get done really when they'd be like every day, you know, constantly. It's like, oh, you got that project you gotta work on. You got the project you gotta work on. You gotta work on that project. You gotta work on that project. You gotta work on that project. Then my reaction was, I don't wanna. No, I don't wanna. So please don't nag me. Checking in once or twice a week is fine as long as you do it politely. And I can tell you your status as far as where your current piece is in terms of my where you are on the list as far as like what I've got done already and my prioritization. I can tell you where you are. I cannot give definite dates as to when things will be done by. I can give estimated time frames, but as you guys should know and understand, sometimes life just gets in the way. And I do need time to work on my own things. I can't spend a week just doing commissions. I tried that last week. It did not work. I felt too overwhelmed, too burnt out. I had to do my own stuff because that's just how my creativity works. And I also ask if you have commissions from Anna, please don't pester her either. She, like me, has been sick and has been dealing with some stuff in her personal life. Hence why, you know, I gave that heads up about there being like less art posts right now because I'm not nagging her to, you know, get on the stuff that she technically has to work on for me because I understand because I've been there myself. You know, I'm sick and stuff. So I understand she's not feeling well and she just had a bunch of stuff going on in her personal life. So please don't nag her. Please don't rush her either. We're both doing our best, the best we possibly can, and we appreciate your patience and understanding, and we ask for further patience and understanding. Thank you guys, and I love you and I do appreciate you. You guys have made a huge difference in my life, and I hope you can continue to be awesome. Thank you.